91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio. Hello, Tucson. It's Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and you know what that means. It's time for Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. This is Kathy Harris with my co-host, Aspen Green, and you can learn more on our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. And guess what else it's time for? Yes, the 39th annual Tucson Folk Festival. It's just 2 weeks away, April 5th, 6th, and 7th. And today we have one of the board members of the Tucson Kitchen Musicians Association, Melissa Hall Cohn, to tell us about it. Aspen, take it away.
Okay. We're so excited to have Melissa Hall Cohn, who's a former Service Center VP, where she managed hundreds of people. She's a figure skater, a race car driver, who currently teaches yoga. Very diverse, very interesting. Melissa has always loved music, and while she played piano, violin, and flute as a child, she now prefers to listen to talented musicians like those at the Tucson Folk Festival. She currently serves on the board of directors as volunteer coordinator. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Well, geez, Aspen, you got another boring woman here. Race car driver, ice skater, yoga instructor.
Well, one of the reasons I like doing this show is you get to find out more about people that you spend time with. And I've been spending time with Melissa. Who knew she was a figure skater? Who knew she was a race car driver? And I really would like to spend most of the show talking about that. But we just don't have the time, since there's so much to talk about the Tucson Folk Festival. But I will ask you more questions when I see you in person. So let's start with, when and why did you move to Tucson?
So my husband and I moved to Tucson in 2016 to help take care of my father-in-law, who was ill at the time. And we love it here. So we're staying.
Okay. And so how did you get involved in the Tucson Folk Festival? And how did you become the volunteer coordinator? We were discussing it before the show, what a huge job that is.
Yeah, so that's an interesting story. In about 2018, I got hooked into the music scene here in Tucson. And one of my close friends was on the board. And when another board member left town, there was an opening. And I was asked very kindly, almost voluntold, if I would like to join the board.
That is such a great word. Voluntold. Yeah. That is exactly what happens. I love that word. So this is the 39th year of the Tucson Folk Festival, and it has been free since its inception, which is in 1986. It's all started at a kitchen table. You know, that's something I think we're all really proud of, that it's lasted this long and it's become as big as it has. What are the dates of the festival this year?
This year it's April 5th through 7th.
Okay. And can you tell us what kind of music the festival brings?
Absolutely. It celebrates Americana and folk music traditions and all the variations of that, like bluegrass, blues, country jazz, Celtic, and different styles of Latin and Mexican music, too. So I want to talk about Thursday for just a minute. On Thursday, April 4th, before the festival begins, we have an official kickoff party with an acoustic showcase and performer social at Monterey Court on Miracle Mile. And that's a fundraiser for the festival. 13 of the performers for the festival will be there. So that's a great opportunity to help kick off the festival and meet some folks.
People should call in and make a reservation if they want to get a table. Am I correct?
That's a good idea, yes.
Okay, great. Because I know at Monterey Court, it's if you want a table, you want to make a reservation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I already made a reservation because I looked at the performers there that night, and there are some really excellent people, all the people that I want to hear at the folk festival. So I recommend everybody go.
Yeah, fantastic. And then for the festival itself, the 5th through 7th, we're downtown. This year, we have 6 amazing stages. And of course, all of those performances are free. The festival is outdoors. It's free. It's accessible. Public transit right now is still no cost for those dates. And there's a lot of different parking options. So your listeners should come on down.
Let's talk about the Stephen George Memorial Songwriting Contest, which happens on Friday night.
So it takes place Friday, as you said, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Plaza stage in Hakame Plaza. So that's the official festival kickoff. And 80 different entrants competed for a spot.
Wow.
You know, for, yes. Yeah, a lot of competition. That show opens with last year's winners, Fox and Bones.
Who are the finalists?
And then our 8 finalists will perform in this order. So we have Lizzie an 18-year-old singer-songwriter from Tucson. Then Joshua Butcher, also from Tucson. Ariel Silver from Toluca Lake, California. Another Californian, Mike Stocksdale, who's from Culver City. Admiral Radio, that's a husband and wife duo from all the way from Columbia, South Carolina.
Wow.
Our sixth finalist is Simon Lunch from Berkeley. He's actually the youngest endorsed artist in the history of Gibson guitars, so a little uniqueness to him. Then we have Gabrielle Petrangelo, who's from Tucson. And then finally, Dylan Sperlin will close out as our finalists wrap up.
Okay, and I think we also have Carnivaleros, who is reuniting.
Yes, they're going to close out the show. And yes. They're described as a giant melting pot of sonic chorizo gumbo. I just love that description, so I had to say it.
Yes. Can you talk about who the judges are this year?
Yeah, we have a terrific group. I'm going to list them alphabetically because there's not really a head judge, so to speak. You know, no Len Goodman here. We have Jacob Acosta. He's an international recording and performing artist from Tucson. John Coyneman, who actually was the music supervisor for the film Dancing with Wolves. Katie Haverly, who's another Tucson icon. Kevin Larkin, who's a composer, performer, and producer who arranged and performed with Colorado Symphony. And then Sendin Sweet, who's a local singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and luthier.
Yes, she's amazing. All of those people have been involved in a folk festival in prior years in some way. So what actually does it mean to win the songwriting contests? What happens for these folks?
Well, they get to play on the Plaza stage in the coveted Saturday night slot. So the runner-up plays at 6 and the winner at 6:15.
Do you know how many performers and musicians we have this year in total?
I do. I counted them. There's 151 live performances on the 6 stages.
And 400 musicians that are going to be across the stages. Can you give us a little rundown about the headliners?
I sure can. It's really a wow set of performers. You can't go wrong.
It's very diverse.
These performances, yeah. So at noon on Saturday, we have Mariachi Nueva Azteca de Tucson. They are all alumni from Mariachi Aslan de Pueblo High School, which yes. I thought was interesting.
They're very popular in Tucson.
Yes, yes. And then Steve Poltz, who is unique and really connects with his audience, co-written with folk stars like Jewel and Molly Tuttle. He's Saturday at 7 p.m. And then Lisa Morales Band. She performs in English, Spanish, and Spanglish, a native Tucsonan who really draws on the rhythms of the Southwest. She'll be at 8:15. So that's our Saturday headliners. And then Sunday, we kick off with the Eagle Rock Gospel Singers. They have kind of a unique style of R&B, Americana, rock, and folk. They'll be playing at 3 p.m. Native folk and blues rocker Keith Sekola is an award-winning songwriter, producer, guitarist, and native flute player. He's Sunday at 4. Then we have Leslie Mendelson, who's a Grammy Award-nominated artist who's collaborated with Jackson Browne. And yes. She takes the stage at 5 p.m. We've got the Cross-Eyed Possum. They're an award-winning, identical twin-led Newgrass Americana band that has played Pickin' in the Pines and the Huck Finn Jubilee. They're at 6:15. And then at 7:15, Baba Marimba. They're really kind of festival favorites, getting people moving to that world beat fusion that they play.
I'd love to ask some of these bands where they got their names from.
Right?
That's so interesting. Well, speaking of music, why don't we take a music break and listen to some of the music that we will be having at the festival? What do we have, Kathy?
We actually do have one of the headliners that was just mentioned, Leslie Mendelson. She's a Brooklyn-based Grammy Award-nominated singer-songwriter. And as Melissa said, she has toured with Jackson Browne, who says about her, "Leslie's melodies are timeless. They reach me way back in my youth somewhere. I hear traces of Burt Bacharach and Carole King and hooks and passages that remind me of the pop songs I grew up hearing on the radio." Last year, Leslie was asked to open twice at Madison Square Garden for The Who, and she also drew attention from Grateful Dead's Bob Weir, who recorded a duet with her. She will be performing on Sunday at 5 o'clock on the Plaza stage. And right now, we're going to listen to her song Head and Heart from her EP In the Meantime.
Just no way to say how much I love you. You never made me cry, and that's just fine. I only got my fears to put above. we all get scared from time to time. Love me with your head and heart. Love me from the place it starts. Love me from your head and heart. Love me like a child. There's just no way to play the things I'm feeling. No way to tell you all the things you need. And every day I only feel like stealing away to where I know I can be clean. Love you from my head and heart. Love me from the place it starts. Love me from your head and heart. Love me when I'm
KXCI Tucson. You know, I'm really looking forward to hearing Leslie in person. I think she's just great. And now we're returning to our conversation about the 39th annual Tucson Folk Festival with Melissa Hall Cohen.
Let's talk about why everybody should bring their whole family to the festival. What do we have to offer for the families and the children?
Well, the festival is great for families. The Wildflower Stage is the hub for the Young Artist Showcase and our family shows. So we have 17 up-and-coming artists under the age of 18 performing at the Wildflower Stage. And on Saturday, our family show headliner is the Desert Museum Family Band, who will be performing songs about desert life. And then on Sunday, we have Mr. Ronstadt, also known as Peter Dalton Ronstadt, who will sing songs for the kids and all of us.
All right. He does that in the tradition of his father, who used to do that in the schools. That's going to be fantastic. And I just also want to mention the Kids Zone on Hakami Plaza with the musical instrument petting zoo with Jam Pack and Allegro School of Music, the free arts and crafts with Sunny Studio, and face painting with Sparkled Wings. It all sounds so fun. I think I want to get my face painted this year. I know the festival could not go on and could not be free if we didn't have the amount of volunteers that we have. Can you tell us a little bit about volunteering for the festival and what are some of the different jobs and if we still need volunteers?
Yes, we absolutely need more volunteers. I don't think you can ever have too many, quite honestly. We need greeters, stage crew, green room assistants, people who are doing beverage tent sales, merchandise sales, roving raffle sales, and help with event setup and breakdown. It's really easy for listeners to sign up. They can go to www.tucsonfolkfest.org. And at the bottom of the page, there's the word volunteer. And when you click that, it takes you to a page with buttons for the different days. There's a button for the fundraiser Thursday night, one for Friday and Saturday volunteer shifts, and one for Sunday and Monday volunteer shifts. And clicking those takes you off to Sign Up Genius. That's where volunteers can see what's still available, pick the role, pick the shift, and it also allows them to change what they signed up for if needed.
Okay, is there any kind of training for the volunteers? How do they get to figure out what they're supposed to do when they come down to the festival?
Yeah, so when they come into the volunteer tent to say that they are there for their shift, for some of the roles, we have instructions there and we'll help them get ready. Like the roving raffle, we have instructions for how to do that. For some of the others, like beverage sales, they'll report to where they are working and they'll have somebody who will hand off to them and actually help them learn what to do.
Okay. And do you know how many volunteers it takes to run a festival?
Yes, it takes at least 200.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
It is.
All right. So if you're listening today, please go on to the website, TucsonFolkFest.org, pick volunteers at the bottom of the page and sign up for a shift. You won't be sorry. You get to be part of one of the greatest festivals that Tucson has to offer. So let's talk a little bit about the vendors. And I love that we're naming it the Tucson Folk Festival, Elise Greco Community Marketplace. A lot of us knew Elise, and she passed away a few years ago. She was an integral part of the beginnings of the Tucson Folk Festival. And she was a wonderful singer-songwriter who I followed since the 70s. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to see in the marketplace this year.
Oh my gosh, we have over 40 different vendors. They range from artisans to nonprofits to local businesses. And all of those vendors and our food options will still be along Church Avenue.
I noticed that we're having great things this year. We're going to have goat milk soap, and we're going to have handmade jewelry, and we're going to have macrame art and fiber art and handwoven designs. Somebody even selling drums and clothing sewn from African print fabric. It just goes on and on. You don't want to miss it this year. Can you tell us about what used to be the ballad tree, and I think we call the song circle now, and about the workshops that will be taking place?
Yes, they take place in the area immediately north and west of the court stage near the intersection of Washington Street and Court. And it really offers musicians an informal setting to present songs in a round robin format. Could be something that, you know, you wrote or a song you learned from a family member years ago. And these great things about the song circle is it really welcomes everyone from beginners to master players. You don't have to be a professional, right? It could be that you, you know, sing in your shower or play guitar for your family. You're welcome in the circle. So all acoustic instrument players, singers, poets, storytellers, even just listeners are welcome in the song circles with no sign up required.
Okay. And I know that we're also having the workshop tents near the court stage. And I noticed there's a few people in here like Deb Seymour, who's from out of town. We know her. She's a very fun singer-songwriter. And Eric Douglas from Phoenix and Fox and Bones and Paul Dominguez and a bunch of others that are doing all a variety of different kinds of workshops. And of course, Ted Warmbrand. So that should be really interesting this year.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Absolutely. So,
as we mentioned, the festival is free, but we do depend on grants and donations and fundraisers all throughout the year and our sponsors. Can you talk about who our supporters are this year?
Yeah, so throughout the year, we're constantly working with different partners to get those grants and donations, working on fundraisers throughout the year to make the festival happen, right? It's not a one weekend event and then, oh, we all go home.
Oh, no, I could testify to that.
So our event, Pima County Attractions and Tourism, Rio Nuevo, the Southern Arizona Arts Council, Arizona Commission on the Arts, the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, Broadway in Tucson, Rhythm and Roots Concert Series, the Presidio Museum, Quantum Fiber, Dos Equis Cerveza, Dragoon Brewing, and KXCI 91.3.
Yay. All right. That's a lot. We've certainly increased our sponsorship. That's fantastic. We certainly don't want to forget about the kitchen store. So let's talk about that. Tell us what kind of merch we have this year and what else is available that can be purchased at the store that's run by our friend Nikki Chayette and other volunteers.
Yeah. So on Huckamay Plaza, we have the kitchen store where listeners can purchase festival t-shirts, stickers, other merch that's associated with the festival, and also some performer CDs or even vinyl. Some of our performers are bringing vinyl. The amazing Jessica Gonzalez created our design for this year. It's really an awesome design. So everybody should come to the store and get something to commemorate their visit to the Folk Festival.
Okay, and I do want to get a second song in today, so let's take another music break. What do we have for the second music break, Kathy?
Well, the next thing we're going to hear is the song Stripes, sung by Frankly Scarlet.
Who now, are they?
Some obscure group. I don't know. I want to make it clear that I did not request Frankly Scarlet play a song.
I did, and so did Melissa.
Well, I really appreciate that. That's nice. Frankly Scarlet is a Tucson band made up of a trio of harmony singers, Susie Ronstadt, Mary Kuskin, and, oh, Kathy Harris. And on this recording, Steph Kaiser is on guitar, Saber Falk on bass, and Scott Payne on congas. For the festival, you're going to hear them playing this song, Stripes, but the band has changed a bit since it was recorded because Steph Kaiser moved out of state. So now it's Saber Falk on guitar and Deanna Sylvester on bass. Now, the song Stripes was co-written and originally recorded by Brandy Clark. Frankly Scarlet heard it, fell in love with it, and recorded their own version, which has become a favorite with their fans. We always have a request to sing this song. It will be on their new CD that just came out last week, and it'll be available at the festival. They'll be playing on Saturday at 2:30 at the Presidio Museum stage. Now let's listen to Stripes, sung by Frankly Scarlet.
Nothing on but a goofy little grin and a platinum blunt. I can't believe you'd do that on our bed.
I got a pistol and I've got a bullet and a pissed off finger just itching to pull it. The only thing keeping me from losing my head.
I hate stripes and orange ain't my color. And if I squeeze that trigger tonight, I'll be wearing one or the other.
There's no crime of passion worth the crime of fashion.
The only thing saving your life is that I don't look good in orange and I hate stripes. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I could fall in love with a prison guard. I could sell cigarettes in the prison yard. Don't think hard time would be that hard on me.
I could pick up trash on the side of the road, but I'd die if I saw someone I know.
Ain't the chains, it's the clothes that's stopping me. I hate stripes, and orange ain't my color. If I squeeze that trigger tonight, I'll be wearing one or the other.
There's no crime of passion worth the crime of fashion.
The only thing saving your life is that I don't look good in orange and I hate stripes.
Oh, and one shot
ain't worth a bad mug shot.
God knows I wouldn't be caught holding up a number while the whole town's staring at the picture in the paper of me wearing stripes.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
There's no crime of passion worth the crime of fashion.
The only thing saving your life is that I don't look good in orange and I hate stripes. And orange ain't my color.
And if I squeeze that trigger tonight, I'll be wearing one or the other.
Saving your life is that I don't look good in orange and I hate stripes. I said I don't look good in orange and I hate stripes. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So Stripes is absolutely one of my favorite songs of Frankly Scarlet. I just love that song. I'm so glad that we played it today. Let's talk a little bit about how our audience can support the mission of the Tucson Kitchen Musicians Association and the annual Tucson Folk Festival.
So one way is to become a member of the Tucson Kitchen Musicians Association. Membership levels range from $20 for a student to $500 for a lifetime membership, with many options in between. So that is always a great way to be engaged with this festival. Attending TKMA fundraisers throughout the year helps support the festival and treats listeners to some fine performances. Making a one-time donation to TKMA, purchasing merch at the kitchen store, right? Or at one of the fundraisers is a great way to support us. And of course, volunteering is a vital way to support the festival.
Okay. Can I ask you what you personally are looking forward to for the festival this year?
Absolutely. All of the amazing performances. There's so many to choose from. I hope everyone really appreciates the vast amount of talent that's coming to town and comes out to enjoy and support them. It's just amazing.
You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about parking because I know that people are not used to being downtown and sometimes they worry about parking downtown. But we have several parking lots that people can go to. I know there's the Franklin parking lot, the Wells Fargo garage, the Alameda Scott lot, the Pennington Street garage, and there's a lot of other public parking. There's even a lot near the El Charro restaurant. There's no worries about coming downtown and finding parking. And you can find all of that information also on our website, TucsonFolkFest.org. And Kathy, can I ask you, what are you looking forward to this year for the festival?
You know, I love it all, but I have to say my favorite thing is the songwriter contest on Friday night at the Hockamay Plaza. Every year, I make sure if I don't hear anything else, I hear that. They're always such excellent people, and they announce the winner right then and there. You don't have to wait. And I just find it the most fascinating part of the festival, but it's all great. I go to from beginning to end every year.
Yes, we kind of live at the festival that week. All right. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the show. And boy, Melissa, are we ever happy to have you as part of our team. And I personally appreciate having another female on the board. So I'm so glad that you decided to join us.
Thank you.
And everybody else, the festival will be here in 2 weeks. So mark your calendars, April 5th, 6th, and 7th, with a kickoff at Monterey Court on April 4th with fabulous performers. So make your reservations there.
Okay, and unfortunately, that is all the time we have for today. We wish we could play more music from the many talented musicians who will be at the Folk Festival, but you'll just have to go yourself to hear more of it. And Melissa Hall Cullen, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today about the 39th annual Tucson Folk Festival. And thanks for all the work you do to make it such a great music experience for our community. I know you coordinate the volunteers. And as we told you before the show, I just can't even imagine doing that humongous job. So thank you for doing that. And thanks to all of you out there for being with us today. And stay tuned because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Have a great Sunday. We'll see you next week and we'll see you at the Folk Festival.